Cornucopia Radio presents...
Romeo! Romeo! Wherefore art thou, Romeo? I know wherefore. Down the tavern with his mates, that's wherefore. Did you see the game last night? Coits this, coits that, pro-celebrity bloody coits. He knows exactly what he can do with his sodding coits. I bet he'll be playing the big man, buying everyone flagons of ale. Never buys me anything. Probably forgotten it's our wedding anniversary next week. As usual. Oh, he'll be sorry. And he'd better not be dallying around with that barmaid again. Old tits and hair. If he comes home stinking of lilac water, they'll both be sorry. Especially if he wakes up our neighbour again, Mr. Bacon. He threatened to poison his wine last time. I suppose he'll have the urge when he gets home. That's all it ever is, an urge. 2 minutes of fumbling, and even if he manages to get it up, he falls asleep before he can put it to any use. Typical man. Bloody useless. I should have married Benvolio instead. At least he's got a proper job. I bet he wouldn't just mope around the house all day complaining and getting under my feet. If I ask him to do a simple job, like fetch some water or go to the market, oh no, he's too busy or he's got a headache. Hangover more like. I'll give him a bloody headache when he gets back. And God help him if he's covered in that cheap tart's lipstick. I could have had a career. I could have made something of myself instead of ending up as a glorified skivvy. I'm still an attractive woman. I'm sure I could do better for myself. The local squire is always giving me the eye. He's a bit old, but he's got plenty of money. I deserve a better life. A few little luxuries now and again. To live in a palace and have servants do everything for me. Satisfied my every whim. If only... He used to bring me flowers. When we were first courting and serenade me on the balcony. Oh, to be star-crossed lovers again. He'll be seeing stars if he comes crawling in at 2 o'clock in the morning, stinking of beer. Waking me up and drooling all over me, snoring and farting all night long. He's worse than a dog. I expect he'll try and convince me that he's got some important work to do tomorrow as well. Being a bodyguard or rescuing someone of great importance. Hero. Barstool hero. He shows that blonde harlot more affection than he does me. And that better be all he's showing her, trollop. I bet she wouldn't cook his meals, wash his clothes and clean the house. Somebody's going to get too much starch in their codpiece tomorrow. Maybe that'll curb his urge. I can't remember the last time he took me out anywhere. Yet he's out every night. It'd be nice to go for a meal once in a while. Perhaps the theatre? I understand that Shakespeare fellow has a new play on at the Globe. And it's only an hour away by the new stagecoach service. I bet he would take Miss Big Tits as quick as you like. I don't know why I stay. I should go home, back to Mother. She said he would never amount to anything. Oh, why didn't I listen? Back then we loved each other and nothing else mattered. We were all consumed with our passion and the outside world became a distant place. Maybe I could recapture that youth. Maybe there is still some passion left. No, what's done is done. What is said is said and what has gone. There can be no return. One can only go forward. Yes, tomorrow I shall leave, early in the morning. Before he wakes. I will leave him a note. I have little to take, just some memories, and they are not a burden. Everything else can remain. After all, that which we call a drunken loser by any other world would still remain as rotten.